This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off India's first hydrogen-powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind railway station in Haryana, marking a major step towards clean and sustainable rail transport. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects. He dedicated the 157-kilometre Delhi-Amritsar-Katra expressway, which will reduce travel time between Delhi and Katra to about 6 hours and between Delhi and Amritsar to around 4 hours. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said Indian Railways has undergone a major transformation over the past 12 years and described the hydrogen train as a historic milestone that has given Jind a special place in India's history.
भविष्य में जब भी हाइड्रोजन ट्रेन का जिक्र आएगा तो जिंद का सोनीपत का हरियाणा का नाम भी आएगा ही आएगा मैं आप सभी को पूरे देश को भारतीय रेल की आधुनिकता से जुड़े इस बड़े कदम के लिए बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं
Speaking on the occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw called the launch of the country's first hydrogen-powered train a historic achievement, saying it reflects India's resolve to develop indigenous hydrogen technology. Later, the Prime Minister launched several developmental projects in key areas, including the health sector in Chandigarh. Addressing a gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, with the development of Chandigarh, people's lives have been transformed, but its benefits extend beyond the city, reaching the people of Haryana, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh as well. He added that today, the advanced healthcare facilities at PGI Chandigarh are being expanded, which will benefit lakhs of people. Prime Minister Modi will visit Jalandhar in Punjab this afternoon, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. The government has convened a meeting with the floor leaders of political parties in the parliament this Sunday ahead of the upcoming monsoon session of the parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. President Drobdi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from the 19th to the 25th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George said that these state visits are being undertaken at the invitation of the Presidents of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. He said that the visit is of considerable historical significance as it will mark the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian president to the Republic of Moldova and North Macedonia. Government has notified the commencement of the National Anti-Doping Act 2022 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Act 2025 with an aim to strengthen the country's legal and institutional framework for clean sport. The legislation provides a comprehensive statutory foundation to prevent doping in sports, safeguard the rights of athletes and uphold the integrity of sporting competition in accordance with the internationally accepted anti-doping standards. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall today over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Odisha, parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Uttarakhand, Vidarbha, West Bengal and Sikkim are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 1% higher today. The Sensex surged 965 points to close at 78,151. The Nifty gained 262 points to settle at 24,334. However, in the broader market on the National Stock Exchange, Mid-Cap 100 Index dropped 0.4%. And in badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the semi-finals of the Japan Open 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.